So what are some of your most popular pieces these days?
Lately, it is a men's bracelet that we make several of a day.
What is that bracelet? What's it look like?
It's a sterling silver bar, and it's about 3 inches long. It's quite thick, and it's hand-stamped on one or both sides. So it might have latitude, longitude. It might have initials or weird secret messages that I stamp often. And then it's attached with leather as well.
So the bracelet that these men are getting has secret messages from you?
Not from me. No.
Okay. Well, that would be very interesting.
No, I don't input my own secret messages.
Maybe you should.
But there are strange things that people request to be stamped on the inside of bracelets.
What's the strangest?
Oh, my goodness. Something that had to do with a penguin butt came through a few weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. It's people are
sometimes
interested.
You just don't want to know, huh?
I just stamp the words and don't ask any questions.
Best not to think about.
Exactly.
So what about on the women's side? What's popular?
The women's side rings are very popular. I do a lot of gemstone set rings that they can stack. That seems to be a fairly popular item.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of those lately. A lot of long necklaces because that's kind of a trend for summer.
Okay.
I do a lot of those, too.
Okay. And so do you have folks who are sending you in then pictures with the bracelets or the necklaces or the earrings, that they gave somebody for their birthday, for their anniversary, for Valentine's?
As in showing me what they've purchased or?
Well, showing it on their loved one.
Yes. I often get that. They'll post things on my Facebook page of things where they've given it, or I was gifted this, and they'll post a picture. So
oh, that's
it's always
great.
Nice to get that kind of feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think certainly in the day and age with social media that's important to see that so you can connect better with your customers.
Right. I love
out
that
there.
Feedback.
Now, the creation of jewelry is one thing as an art, but on the other side, you're an entrepreneur. And so what were the challenges of, this is something that you're passionate about, but taking it to the next level to be a business person?
The challenges is time, finding the amount of time and being able to do it all. I would love to keep my head in the creation process and be fabricating and making, but there's a lot of time spent with the social media, and there's a lot of time searching stores or different wholesale accounts or different avenues for selling and then making the line sheets and catalogs and photographing the items, because I do all that as well.
Yeah, I noticed that you do your own product photography.
Well, I figure that's what my degree is, so I can always say I'm using my education.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dad. But it is it's just hard to always know what is the best thing to do next. It's a lot of trial and error, and it's just a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you had some mentors along the way? Who's been helpful to you?
I have. Actually, I have a business coach that I've been using this year.
Oh, terrific.
And I love her. She is tough. She is a hard cookie, but she really pushes me and challenges me and makes me get things done that I may not actually do. I might actually put aside.
Okay. So what's probably some of the most important advice that they've given you so far?
I think really the mistakes I've made have been pointed out. So I tend to create and keep going instead of pricing things well, really looking at your materials and your time and pricing things accordingly and keeping track of that.
Okay.
And then really step with that and keeping those things for a catalog. And so I think I tend to jump ahead instead of coming back at the base level of where a business is and really pricing and doing the paperwork part of it and just keeping numbers straight for items, which is what I get in trouble with.
But that part isn't always really a lot of fun.
It's not fun
at all. But
yet
it's important.
It's critical in order to maintain a business that's going to grow.
Yeah, very much so.
You know, if it's a hobby or if it's a craft, it doesn't matter as much. But I think if your intent is for growth, you have to be diligent with those things.
Oh, sure. You can't let those things fall between the between the cracks.
Yeah, which I have done plenty of times. So
this is Paul Jendrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in the studio by Lisa Lehman. Lisa owns Studio Jewel, studiojewel.com. Now, you do a lot of stuff on Etsy, Lisa.
Right.
Now, a lot of folks are getting involved in crafts and other sorts of creations. What advice do you have for them if they want to, get on Etsy or, put their creations out there?
I think Etsy is a wonderful way for people to get started. I think it's a low cost It's a way for you just to experience what it's like to actually sell your items, to work at your product photography, work at your titles, your tags, your descriptions. I think it's just a great platform to begin.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the long run, everyone needs their own website to sell from. But if you're just getting started, Etsy is perfect.
Great starting point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about, I mean, touching on social media again, what advice would you have for entrepreneurs starting out to, you know, be able to engage people and get the word out on what it is that they offer, whether it be a product or a service?
Again, I think Twitter is great. It's a good starting point. What I love about Facebook is it gets you ability to put photos out there, to really connect with people, to talk with them, and to have conversations stay where people can see it. I think in order, in this day and age, you have to have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a place where you can post photos of your product, talk about what you're working on, really make connections with possible customers in the future.
Yeah, because it used to be, you know, it was about the search engines, and now everybody is engaged in social media, and those people that you're engaged with could also be your most important salespeople these days.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, social media, it seems like, has been a number one important as far as growing your business.
Absolutely.
Now, I mean, we talk about, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. Do you see anything else out there that seems like it's going to take off as a popular social media format? Everybody seems to be always looking for
that.
You
know, there's so many different things. I know YouTube always is one number one for search engines. I'm just not a big video person.
I've seen a few of the videos that you've done, and you've done a great job, you know, kind of showing behind the scenes of the studio what it is you do, because I think that there's a huge interest in that. You know, it's not just, you know, somebody purchases the jewelry, they want to know what went into creating it, which I think, you know, shows a great side to that.
And I try to do that on my blog every once in a while, have a video of what we're working on and what we're doing. It's just, again, video is time consuming, so
sure,
that's a hard thing. I think one of my favorite new avenues is Instagram, actually.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because it shows I can just do a quick glimpse, you know, what I'm working on, or this is what I just made. What do you think? And I can get instant, really quick feedback from those people. So
that's
been a fun one, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, with a lot of people, it seems like with the feedback, you know, if they're maybe not necessarily in your case, but in other cases, you know, if they're designing something, it helps them, you know, kind of develop a better path as
Absolutely.
Far as, you know, here's something I'm thinking of creating. Should I do this? Should I do that? It lets them be involved and engaged in the process.
I ask people everything. I even asked them what color I should put in my hair yesterday, if I should go blue or purple. Obviously, to you, we went with purple.
The purple works.
So I took their advice, and that's what they suggested.
Fantastic. Now, you've also had some other cool things come up. You'd mentioned before we went on the air, you're going to have something possibly in People magazine.
Yeah, and their Style Watch issue this fall, so that's exciting.
And what pieces are they looking at for that?
They're looking at some of my higher-end gold and silver mix pieces. What they love is that it's recycled metal, and all my work is eco-friendly because I try to use recycled metals in everything. So they chose some bracelets and rings and necklaces, a whole huge collection of things they want to see, and hopefully they'll choose more than one. We'll see.
I hope so.
We'll see.
And you also mentioned Tiger Beat, which is a magazine I didn't even know was around, but
it is,
you know,
still
I'm dating
around.
Myself. But you have an interesting opportunity coming up with Tiger Beat.
Yes.
What's the story on that?
Well, I guess the band One Direction, which
okay.
won the X Factor over in the UK, they're one of their lead singers, Niall, who is a heartthrob for tweens, apparently, according to my daughter.
Okay.
He wears a clover necklace, and so I've recreated the necklace for the magazine. They're going to offer it as a sweepstakes-type giveaway.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun.
So I imagine your daughter's telling all of her friends.
Exactly. And when the daughter wants one and mommy comes to the website to buy one for daughter, we're just kind of hoping that mommy says, oh, this isn't a teeny bopper website. This is a website for me. So that's what we're hoping there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been joined in the studio by Lisa Lehman from Studio Jewel. And Lisa, if folks want to get a hold of you on Facebook or Twitter, how can they do that?
On Twitter, I'm Studio Jewel,
mm-hmm.
one word. On Facebook, I believe you're going to catch me off guard. It's thebeadgirl.studiojewel.
Okay, perfect.
So there you can.
And then they can also go to studiojewel.com
that
directly.
That is correct.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Paul.